It was only 5 miles to the deserted village, and they arrived less than an hour after they left the ferry. It took Roland less time than that to tell them about the Stark Blast. They used to come down on the Great Woods north of New Canaan once or twice a year, although we never had one in Gilead. They always rose away into the air before they got so far. But I remember once seeing carts loaded with frozen bodies drawn down Gilead Road, farmers and their families, I suppose. Where their Thraken had been, their Billy Bumblers, I don't know. Perhaps they took sick and died. In any case, with no bumblers to warn them, those folks were unprepared. The Stark Blast comes suddenly, you can. One moment you're warm as toast, because the weather always warms up before, and then it falls on you, like wolves on a ruddle of lambs. The only warning is the sound the trees make as the cold of the Stark Blast rolls over them, a kind of thudding sound, like grenades covered with dirt. The sound living wood makes when it contracts all at once, I suppose. And by the time they heard that, it would have been too late for those in the fields. Cold, Eddie mused. How cold? The temperature can fall to as much as 40 limbets below freezing in less than an hour, Roland said grimly. Ponds freeze in an instant with a sound like bullets breaking window panes. Birds turn to ice statues in the sky and fall like rocks. Grass turns to glass. You're exaggerating, Susanna said. You must be. Not at all. But the cold's only part of it. The wind comes, too. Gale force, snapping the frozen trees off like straws. Such storms might roll for 300 wheels before lifting off into the sky as suddenly as they came. How do the bumblers know? Jake asked. Roland only shook his head. The how and why of things had never interested him much.